Design Guy, episode 24.
Design Guy here. Welcome to the show. This is the program that explores timeless principles of design and explains them simply. Today we bring to a close our series on the formal elements of two-dimensional design. And having surveyed line, shape, value, color, and texture, today we'll wrap up our discussion with some thoughts on format. And what is format? Well, to lay out a basic definition, format refers to the shape and size and dimensions associated with our chosen medium. And specifically, that could be a business card or a book jacket or a label for a can of beans. Now, all these are examples of format, each with their own possibilities and challenges and constraints. And every one of these formats deserves thoughtful consideration before we set to work. Unfortunately, however, format is the forgotten element. Or if that's too dramatic a statement, we might at least say that it's frequently the overlooked element. Like the phenomenon of something that's hidden in plain sight, format isn't always given the consideration that it deserves. This syndrome reminds me of one of those classic monster movie moments where someone is being told where to look for the creature's footprint, but they just can't see it. Where is it, they ask, and it's not until the camera draws back, creating a wide reveal, that we, the audience, can see that they're actually standing in it. The footprint is enormous. It's the work of Godzilla or King Kong. And this is why we overlook format. Sometimes it's too big because it's our context, and we tend to miss it or to take it for granted. And what we tend to do as a result is to default to the tired, conventional uses of formats without giving a whole lot of thought to it. Robin Landa, in her book Graphic Design Solutions, says it this way. Whether it is a page or a business card, whatever you start out with is the format. The format is a vital element in two-dimensional design. Most beginning students take the format for granted, not realizing that it is an active element in design. If you think of an average page as two vertical lines and two horizontal lines joined at right angles, then the first line you draw on a page is actually the fifth line. Like that fifth line, all of the formal elements are contained by and interact with the original shape of the format. End of quotation. So Landa is emphasizing format as an active element that should be given as much strategic thought as we would give to any other element. And there are some classic examples of how designers overlook format. Thinking of a business card, for example, only in horizontal terms, as if it can't be turned vertically. Or assuming there's only one fold scheme available for brochures, the trifold that everybody else uses. Even formats that offer tremendous flexibility go unexploited. The format of a book, for example, its shape and its size, its orientation and thickness, all these are determined by the choice of trim dimensions and paper thickness, and these are all well within the power of a designer to influence. And I know there are some other constraining factors that come into play, like our budget or trade standards, which tend to tie our hands at times, but just as often what holds us back is simply a failure of imagination. We tend to go with the flow, and we default to the conventional. Now, these examples are offered not as an attempt to turn the discussion into a call to novelty, but simply to provoke a bit of forethought. If we stop and ponder the possibilities of our format, we stand to improve all the decisions that will follow. Finally, we should be aware of the function of our format. Where street signs and billboards are meant to be viewed from afar, magazines and brochures are viewed at close range. And then there's the nuance of how to optimize a format for its intended use. Should that cookbook we're about to design be perfect bound, or should we put it into a ring binder so that it lays flat and so the reader can remove or add pages at will? Or how about that web page? Should we use a tabbed format for its navigation, or will some other metaphor better suit our audience? It should become plain through these examples that the choice of format has many practical implications, and that it's the designer's job to aid the consumption of information by selecting the right format and using it in the right way. The old design adage, form follows function, attests to this. Let's first determine the function of what we are doing. If we can figure out the function, we can usually draw natural and obvious conclusions about the form and format. But that's it for today. If you'd like a transcript of today's discussion, be sure to visit the webpage at designguysshow.blogspot.com. Music is by kcentricity.com. Well, I thank you again for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time.